Good morning, my beautiful friends. We are on part two of our declutter miniseries, and it's truly giving me life to do these episodes, to record these episodes during this time of year, because spring is just so beautiful. And maybe it's just me, but it makes me like want to just reassess my life sometimes. Like the lull of winter, the hibernation is coming to an end, and it's time to clean slate and start fresh. And I feel like I've been blocked in a sense of having that creativity and just that inspiration piece within my life. And I know, obviously, just coming out of postpartum and coming out of winter and things like that, I know that that might also have a reason for it, but a little sunshine and new energy, I feel it. And I hope that you do too. So go grab a pen and paper or download your declutter ebook to follow along with these tips and hacks to break the clutter cycle and go from chaos to clarity. I pray this episode can help save you time and help in living mindfully to keep this whole journey simple for you, to rid the overwhelm and the anxieties around it all and declutter your way to freedom. Let's dive in. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best, and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change, because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hey, mamas. Thank you so much for being here with me this week. Let's kick off today's chat, a continuation of our declutter mini-series, with a review, shall we? From Mama Needs Sleep, she writes, "Reconnect and be present. Get sustainable tips for how to balance being a mom and being a human outside of just motherhood. Jenna is so relatable and is there to guide you through your journey as you navigate this thing called motherhood. So, so worth the listen." Amen to that. Mama needs sleep. I love it. We all need sleep sometimes. And thank you so much for writing that review, for taking the time to leave that honest written review. If you're listening in, I would so appreciate if you left the Balanced Mom Method podcast an honest rating and written review also. That is the number one way to show me that you enjoy listening to the show, because that means hopefully this show will be put in front of more moms who need to hear the light of this podcast. And we'd be making this ripple even bigger together. So thank you. All right. So last week, episode 25, we started a declutter miniseries. So if you're just tuning in for the first time, hi, so thankful you're here. But I do suggest if you haven't listened to part one of this series, go back to episode 25 and start there. Just pause me now, go listen to episode 25 that really paints this picture for this miniseries, and then come back to me. Okay? All right. Because we're not only talking about how to physically declutter your home. That teaser, it probably like opened up a little, you know, a bit more of that space for energy and flow and your mind and your soul and your being and your health. So we're not just talking about how to physically declutter your home here. Like, we are talking about how that can help declutter your health, your mind, your energy. And last week, I hope that you felt that synergy of just how that physical clutter can cause mental clutter, how electronic clutter can cause mental clutter, how mental clutter can cause physical clutter, just like all the things here, right? They all jive together. So to keep this energy, this synergy rolling, I want to ask you a question. Does your house feel like a home? You know, like that calm, love, gratitude, the pride. Maybe it's just like feeling cozy, like you feel that you're at home. Because there's so much that goes into a house to give it that special touch. You know what I mean, right? That special touch is your own, how that feels for you and your family. But I also know that sometimes like your house might not feel that way, right? And so often our house becomes this catch-all and it harvests so much clutter and stress that it starts to rub off on us, increasing our overwhelm, always, let's say, having to clean XYZ, or it could become a burden and increase internal guilt, raise some anxiety of just feeling like you have too much stuff. So write this down, mama. Outer organization leads to inner zen. I hope we are really driving that home here, but it's so true. Simplifying, decluttering, it implies that eliminating the unnecessary so the necessary may speak. Amen. Eliminating the unnecessary so the necessary may speak. And truth be told, having a connection to your home is important. Your mind and health, your soul, your energy, it depends on it. So just embrace that synergy for a second because it is powerful. Now, diving into the nitty of all the tips and tricks and hacks to help you not feel like you're taking on that much more stuff and that much more to do, let's dabble into crafting a plan as I'm sharing these simple hacks. Next week, we're really going to get into the meat of the checklist and getting started. But I do feel that, you know, as we're going through this mini series, for you to be crafting a plan, if you don't have one already, of how you're going to go through this decluttering journey within your home and within your being also. So as I mentioned this last week, having a plan is the key to less overwhelm. When you know what you're doing, when you know when you're doing it and how you're going to tackle it, you could really kiss that overwhelm, that procrastination, that analysis paralysis, the anxieties goodbye, because you're taking out the guesswork and now you just have to follow that plan, right? So quick pause right here. If you haven't grabbed your free ebook that accompanies this mini series, go check the show notes, copy and click that link and go grab it. Or you could go to bit.ly/TBMM declutter to grab your step-by-step workbook with formats and templates and free space to write and sample cleaning schedules and so much more. So from there, after you grab that ebook, you can customize your plan to suit you and your life and your season. So let's get to it. Tips and hacks with cleaning, decluttering, living mindfully, that we can keep it simple enough to not feel overwhelmed by this process. I'm going to start with decluttering your home, and then we'll move on to your mind and your health, okay? So decluttering your life, hacks in your home. I'm going to start with a non-tangible one. You know, that's how we roll. But one that could really help in crafting your plan and how to start. So number one is figure out what kind of organizer or cleaner or declutterer that you are. There is no right or wrong here, but it's going to take that connection to yourself, your being first, because you have different priorities than I do. You are living in a different season than I do. You have different mannerisms, characteristics, different things that you do that, you know, you might not be type A like I am, right? So you have to figure out what kind of organizer, what kind of person that you are. Go back to your why and your goals, and they can be totally different. They will be totally different than mine, your neighbors, your friends. So think like, do you sort your closet? This is silly, but like, well, maybe not silly. I do not do this, but you might. Do you sort your closet by colors or sleeve length or size or season? You know, think about like, get deep like that. Are you a type A, you know, control freak that you have to kind of let go a little bit? Or are you a really not into planning and you really go, you know, fly by the seat of your pants? Like, you just to be honest and connect to yourself to figure out what type of planner you are, because nothing that I ever say or share, I never want it to be black and white, because it's not cookie cutter. You have to figure out how to implement that within your life and your season. So take a minute to learn kind of just the patterns that you follow. Maybe you could look through your closet, your kitchen cabinets, your office space. If you journal, take time to pray and just kind of feel where you're at right now. And then you can carve out that time within your calendar to tackle one area at a time. So let it be you want to take 10 minutes a day or dedicate a full afternoon that's open. Write it down and commit to it. Make that appointment within your calendar for every day or every week, however you know you plan to do this, based on how you want to tackle it. So if it's daily, you could set a timer for 10, 20 minutes a day, then stop. If it's weekly, you could set a timer on the weekends or whatever that might be for an hour or two, and then stop. So finally, within that designated time, pick one area. And again, I know I was like commingling, connecting to your being and things within this, but we are trying to keep it. I'm like giving myself that, keep it one track mind here in the physical declutter your home. I know that, again, that synergy piece, it kind of all flows together. So we're talking about physically decluttering your home. So after you pick that designated time, pick one area. Let it be a drawer or a cabinet, a corner of your foyer that might be a catch-all, a closet in one of your rooms, a storage room, how you could sort emails or mail for future simplicity. Like I find that my counter is like that catch-all for mail and I don't like it, and I have to figure out a spot for me to be able to utilize that isn't like right on, you know, our kitchen counter in our island. And taking that time to sit and pray or meditate and write out simply everything that's been consuming in your mind. Again, I'm bringing that mind piece in here. So we're physically honing in on that home. So whatever it might be, stay focused only on that one area for the allotted time. And if it seems so simple and obvious, you would be surprised with how many moms I have worked with that just don't do this, or they feel too overwhelmed that they just don't even start. So that connection piece, I really want to drive home here. I really want to help break this down because there's never any judgment either, okay? From me or from yourself, right? Think to the Balanced Mom Method formula with step one of my IASI approach. Identify. Get to that root. Here you're getting to the root of who you are as a decluttering mama, right? So that's my two cents on crafting a plan, but let's move on to some juicy hacks. The next one is my favorite. So number two is invest in a dustbuster. It could clean up places when it's like just a hassle to get out the big old vacuum, right? So a dustbuster can clean the lint from cleaning out the dryer. Like, oh my gosh, this is my favorite thing ever. We keep our dustbuster charging right by the dryer to be able to just grab it whenever I need to empty the lint filter. Dustbusters help with crumbs on the counter, cleaning a high chair, the bathroom mats. Oh my gosh, the vacuum is just like sucking up a bathroom mat, right? Baseboards around the garbage can. When you empty the vacuum into the garbage, out comes that extra dust, right? So just like the dryer vent, I love using my dustbuster for the dryer vent and by the garbage. And then just in other small and hard to reach areas. Dustbuster, if you don't have one, my world was changed when I got one. Number three is commit to making spot and surface cleaning a part of your day. So say it with me, only clean what is dirty. So those spots you hit and touch every day, it's that surface clean that I'm talking about. So doing the dishes after every meal to avoid buildup and starting a load of laundry every day to avoid overwhelm of like heaping hampers, right? Find a good food surface and kid-friendly disinfectant spray and cleaner to use frequently on those used areas. And then number four is clean only what's dirty. Do not overwhelm yourself with trying to deep clean the house every time that you're cleaning. Like, for example, I spot clean the kitchen every single day because we spend a lot of time there, right? I live at the sink and I'm cooking, I'm handling raw meats, I'm cleaning up high chair and things like that for the kids. So it gets messy. So after every meal, I clean up. It saves me more time in the long run by actually cleaning the kitchen every time. But on the contrary, I only vacuum our upstairs maybe like every three or so times that I vacuum the downstairs because we're not up there as often. And we really only go upstairs to sleep. So there's minimal foot traffic equals minimal cleaning in my mind, compared to the higher foot traffic areas, you know? So that's at least how I roll anyway. I only clean what's dirty. And number five is wipe and dust bust the baseboards and the windowsills as part of cleaning that specific room versus making it a chore to do the entire house all at once. Again, I personally find this easier than like taking out an entire afternoon to like clean the baseboards. When I vacuum, I get the baseboards then, okay? Number six, I have to shout out my client's mom for this cleaning hack. Fill a coffee mug half with white vinegar and half with water, microwave it for a couple minutes, and the steam from the water and the addition of the naturally, you know, the cleansing properties of vinegar make it so easy to wipe clean your microwave, clean it, and disinfect it all in one swipe. Number seven is when organizing your baby, your kids' clothes, and bins, mark the outside of the bin with what size and what's in that bin. Again, like these might be Captain Obvious things to you, but these were things that I learned the hard way, right? So now if I look at the top of a bin, I know exactly what is in there, like down to like the sizes of stuff too. And this is an extra hack. I do not do this, but if you invest in a vacuum sealed bag system to save that much more space, our house, this probably would be a good idea for our house because we don't have, we actually have like zero storage space in our house besides under the stairs in our basement. So when the kids are done with the bins of hand-me-downs and things that we're going through, like all of our storage space is going to come back. And I just thought of that right now. Like, oh my gosh, all of that space that we don't have a lot of, like, yeah, it's going to, oh, awesome. When my kids get through with their hand-me-downs, we're going to have like storage space. But not having a lot of storage space in our house has really helped me in like that minimalizing journey, right? Like living minimally. So, okay, moving on. Number 8 is get a carpet deodorizer and or sanitizer. I found one. I think the brand is Aunt Franny, maybe, but it just helps so much having pets. And obviously like our living room carpet area is a very highly trafficked space. So between the kids, just dirty germiness, and then our pets, the cat and dog. So just having that carpet deodorizer, it makes me feel that our house is a little cleaner. Like our next big investment, I know we're probably going to get like an air purifier. Yeah, but anyway, okay. So number 9 is make sure everything you own has a home. Once you start designating spots for specific items, it's going to become easier to put things back where they belong, and it might be easier. You have to kind of let go to some things too. If it doesn't have a home, what can you do with it? And that is a big part in the declutter ebook. I have pages with if things don't have homes, or where if you could donate, purge, get rid of in trash and all these things. So getting ahead of myself here. So another added declutter tip for visual, you know, to not kind of get that mental clutter from the physical clutter of your home, is to keep all your flat surfaces, like your countertops, your dining room table, clean and clear. So your countertops, tabletops, nightstands, take everything off of it, put it on the floor, and only add back the essentials that you use like all the time, right? Only add that back to the actual counter space. But then everything else, put away in the drawers. Hang them from hooks, donate it, toss it. You'll be amazed at the difference. And that's where, you know, I said that catch-all with our mail is on our island countertop. And I'm like, I have to do something. Like I have to put it, get a different home for it, because it's that physical clutter that is always staring at me, right? So number 10 is establish a one in and one out rule. So if you buy something new, donate or get rid of something that complementary to that. So like if you buy a new item of clothing, donate one or get rid of one. Donate old throw pillows versus storing them somewhere just in case, you know? So when something new comes into your home, get rid of something else. Number 11 is do a 15-minute nightly cleanup. Toys, mail, laundry, shoes, jackets, lunchboxes, empty the sinks, get the miscellaneous stuff off the counters on the floor, because you'll wake up to clear spaces ready for your morning mindset routine versus waking up to a mess and putting out those fires and cleaning up and not taking that time for you in the morning. Number 12 is if you get it out, put it away right then. This is also a great responsibility to teach your kids and maybe even spouses too. Number 13 is these are some seasonal things. So if you have dogs, you can make a note in your calendar. Once all that snow melts, if you live in the Midwest, you do that one sweep of picking up all the dog poop, right? But then make it a weekly task the day before garbage day. Oh, my life was changed when I like made that like connection. It's perfect. And you can seasonally clean up clean out your dog beds, cat beds. You could seasonally clean the car seats, change your humidifier filters at the beginning and the end of winter, spring clean your closets. This is when you could do like purging of clothes, spring clean your interior, exterior of your cars, or if you have finances, you can invest in a detailer one or two times a year. And let's see, like what am I missing here? I'm sure there's a lot more, and I love me a good hack. So please go to our Motherhood Empowerment community and share under this podcast episode graphic your top cleaning and decluttering your home hacks. I hope that these were helpful. I know that sometimes I might have, like I know that I'm a very type A person. So I hope that these were helpful, and I know they're not all gonna fit your life, or you might be like, that's silly to do this every day, or that's not, you know, my type of personality to do it that way. So these are things that I have found and that I've learned from friends and clients of mine that I love. So I would love if you would go share a good hack in our motherhood empowerment community. All right, so moving on to decluttering your life within your mind and your health. Number one, there is a time and place for multitasking here. A good use of multitasking is popping on a podcast or Audible while cleaning or decluttering. Like, that's the perfect combo, is to pop in your earbuds while you're doing those chores. Not so good use of multitasking is trying to answer work emails or make a phone call during playtime with your children, right? So let me share an example how my brain works, and maybe you're the same. This is the epitome of my overstimulation that I put on myself. And once I realized it, I knew I had to break that habit. So it's notifications on my phone. Yeah, okay, it just takes, you know, 1 second to check. But what if that email needed a reply, or that text needed a reply, and my children then pull me away? And that mental clutter is now trying to remember what notification was on my phone that I had to go back to and respond to. It's like that double-edged sword in my mind, because also, it's time that I'm taking away from my children. It's bogging down my mind. It's so silly, right? Like but I'm so guilty of it. And we all do it, right? So I know that I have to be intentional with only looking at my phone during work time, or when I know that I'm gonna have a few minutes to actually follow through with whatever I'm doing or reading, right? Can you relate to that at all? Maybe you don't, but if you do it, no shame, because it helps when we are more mindful. And again, step one of the Balanced Mom Method IASI approach is identify, right? No judgment here. There's never any judgment. So just be mindful and reducing where you could maybe reduce multitasking to be able to maximize our overall time and be present in the moment. But let me rephrase that. Not so much minimizing multitasking, but multitasking, in my opinion, the right way. So multitasking one or more or less a mindless activity, like those house chores, with a more mindful one, like listening to this podcast. Number two is baby steps and celebrating your wins. So adopt the slow and steady mentality and don't try to do it all at once. Small baby steps done consistently over time will bring results. And we'll dive more into this next week in just how to get started with that. Number three is make cleaning, decluttering a part of your day and figure out systems and plans that work for you and make it doable and not dreadful. And now this is if you are looking to live a simpler life or a slower life. And if you're looking to start to declutter, okay? So I recommend it maybe to anchor your habits together to create routines in your day that will become second nature. For example, you could wipe down your counters after every meal, load the dishwasher while you're cooking, put everything back in their homes right when you're done using it, toys, remotes, clothes, blankets, okay? Number four is, all right, hand up if you just feel that you are a slave in your house sometimes. Like, all of our hands are up, right? Mine is. You maybe don't feel appreciated, and the last thing you want to do is clean the house, but it's got to be done, so here you are once again, right? Does that ever lead to frustration or resentment, having that same conversation over and over again? Or maybe allowing it to bottle up, and then you just stew on it until you snap, right? I want to share a couple tips within this number four tip of how to encourage your family to help more around the house in hopes to leading to that simpler season that is just filled with more love and less resentment and frustration and all those nasty emotions. Like, we have to communicate that, right? So first is write down an inventory of your chores, okay? Let's be honest, more often than not, you're not on the same page with what's quote unquote supposed to be done around the house. Your version of cleaning might not be the same as the rest of your family. We all have different expectations. So rather than having that same nagging conversation that no one enjoys to have over and over and over, have one conversation about what routine that you're going to make together. Make an inventory of chores and do those things around the house and figure out a system that works for your family to conquer together. And then second is let go of perfectionism. Let it go. Let it go. If you have to have the laundry folded a certain way or dishes put away in a specific place, you have to give some to get some, mama. So ask yourself, am I trying to control something because another area of my life might be out of control? Am I too consumed with perfectionism that I can't allow others to help? kind of have that honest conversation with yourself. And I know I was just talking about making a cleaning routine, and now I'm bringing it back to reconnecting with yourself, but it's so true. And I've been so guilty of this in, like, again, no shame or judgment here, but just a little nudge. If you can identify with, okay, you want the help to clean the house, but it has to be done a certain way, right? Let go of that perfectionism a little bit. And then third is setting an example. Letting things bottle up for too long without a solution, that can lead to resentment. It can lead you to refusing to do other things because your expectations are not met. You can become more difficult in other areas of your relationship, or that resentment can bottle up. And that really is the last thing that you want in your home and your relationship and your love, right? So be the bigger person sometimes. Have that open communication, and you can show up first. Example, after a long day, the last thing you want to do is start folding that pile of laundry on the floor. But when you're all together after dinner, maybe playing or watching TV or whatever you do after dinner, whatever, you could start folding, right? Your behavior may rub off, and I'm sure that you'll have some help folding that laundry in front of everyone, right? Number five is, if you're overwhelmed in your space and you don't know where to start, just set a 5-minute timer and go. What a quick 5-minute tidy does for the mind and soul. Did you know that picking up your things and doing a quick surface clean, it alleviates stress and overwhelm, and it can increase your productivity? I know it's too easy to let clutter accumulate and messes just pile. So I want to challenge your mind. I want to challenge you and ask why. Why do you allow the messes to lead you to overwhelm? Is it a lack of time, lack of motivation, lack of help? Again, with that awareness piece comes that clarity. Then you could take that action to make that change to how you want to feel and be. All right? So 5 minutes of tidying can make a world of difference. And don't wait for the perfect moment. This applies to everything, right? You'll never move on the things that you want to do that you need to do. Just take the time you have. Take the action now while you can. Set that 5-minute timer and go. You got this. All right? Number six is, have a part of your day or a full day with no electronics. Also, seven, move your body to literally lower stress and release good feeling endorphins. And eight, let go of societal pressures and expectations. Can I get an amen? There are so many I can share on this, but I digress. I just sped through 6, 7, and 8 because that is going to be a part of our checklist next week. So I found some overlap with these tips and hacks with our mind and health and the actual checklist that we're going to be diving into next week with getting started and what to focus on. So there was a little sneak peek there with the last three I just zoomed over. But if you have a declutter mindset or health tip to share, again, go to our Motherhood Empowerment community and start a conversation. Yay, I cannot wait to hear about it. So hoofda, that was a lot. I sped through these really fast. I normally put my podcast on like 2x, like as I'm listening, but I feel sometimes like when I'm recording these episodes, I'm like, I wonder what I would sound like on 2x because I feel like I talk so fast. So my apologies here. That was a lot. I hope you took in what you needed and it made some revelations for you with some action plans to move forward. Did you learn anything new? Pull out your free ebook or go download it to utilize it as your go-to guide to help you clean that clutter and organize your life. It's full of tips and hacks and cleaning plans and more for you to utilize that workbook and imagine your future life in a simplified, slower, clutter-free environment. I go deep and share how I've simplified that never-ending cleaning process to make it not so dreadful, and also to just to reduce that overwhelm and pure burnout that comes with the clutter, cleaning, the maintenance. So head to the link in the show notes or go to bit.ly/TBMM declutter to go download your ebook. And oh my gosh, if you're enjoying this mini series, enjoy the show as a whole, just please, I would so appreciate it to share it with a mama friend. And if you're new here, I would love for you to subscribe and share it out with another mom or share it on social media and tag me at Naturally Empowered Living on Instagram. Because of your support, I am able to continue to pour in and serve and create for you. If you have not yet, please leave an honest written review rating. Your support means the world, truly. Until next week, mama, and until the final part of our simple and effective ways to declutter your life, home, mind, and health series. As always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough, mama. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth performing? Please read mama review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do, sending my love and light.